In the middle of the night, I dream I am at a New Year's parade. The Cambodian Lunar New Year this year falls on the 13th of April. Traditionally, for 3 days and nights, we celebrate the New Year with parades, food, and music. In my dream, fireworks crackle and boom noisily, rejoicing in the New Year celebration. There are many varieties of food on the table. Red cookies, red candies, red roasted pigs, and red noodles. Everything is red. I'm even wearing a new red dress that Ma has made for this special occasion. In the Chinese culture, it is not proper for girls to wear this color because it attracts too much attention. Only girls who want attention wear red, and they are generally viewed as bad and improper, more than likely from a bad family. But New Year's is a special occasion, and during the celebration, everyone is allowed to wear red. Chu is next to me, clapping her hands at something. Gek is giggling and trying to catch up with me as I run and spin around and around. We all have on the same dress. We look so pretty with red ribbons in our ponytails, red rouge on our cheeks, and red lipstick on our lips. My sisters and I hold hands, laughing as fireworks boom in the background. I wake up the next morning to the voices of my brothers and father whispering to each other about what went on in the night.
"Pa," Meng says in a frightened voice, "a man told me the noise last night was the Khmer Rouge soldiers opening fire on all the people who registered for work. They killed every one of them."
Their words push at my temples, making my head throb with fear.
"Don't say anything. If the soldiers hear us, we will be in danger."
Hearing this makes me afraid, and I walk over to Pa. "We've been walking and walking for 5 days now. When can we go home?"
"Don't talk anymore,"
he whispers, and hands me over to Cave. Cave takes my hand and leads me to the woods so I can go to the bathroom. We have only taken a few steps when Koi stops us.
"Turn and walk back. Don't go any farther,"
he yells.
She has to go.
"There's a dead body in the tall grass only a few feet from where you are. That's why this spot was left empty last night."
I grip Cave's hand tighter and suddenly notice the smell that hits my nostrils. It is not the smell of rotten grass or my own body odor, but a smell so putrid that my stomach coils. A smell similar to that of rotten chicken innards left out in the hot sun for too many days. Everything surrounding me becomes blurry, and I do not hear Cave telling me to move my legs.